West Georgia's first news on this Friday from the News Talk 1330 FM 106.3 Newsroom. I'm Colin Worthington reporting. The Georgia Bureau of Investigation has been called in to investigate an officer-involved shooting in Coweta County late Thursday night. According to the Coweta County Sheriff's Office, deputies were dispatched to a residence on Hawthorne Drive shortly before midnight in reference to a domestic dispute. Deputies arrived to find a male had barricaded himself in a bedroom and threatened to shoot the officers. As deputies opened the door to make entry into the bedroom, the male allegedly advanced toward them with a weapon in hand. Deputies discharged their firearms in response to the threat. The male was struck by gunfire. The male was taken to an Atlanta area hospital. His condition is unknown on Friday. Villarica police say three juveniles have been charged with aggravated assault following a drive-by shooting that occurred last weekend. According to VRPD Captain Blake Terry, in the early morning hours of September 13th, VRPD officers responded to the River Trace subdivision in reference to a drive-by shooting where multiple houses were hit by the gunfire. Detectives developed multiple leads regarding possible suspects. Then on Tuesday, September 17th, two juvenile suspects were taken into custody and charged in the shooting. The next day, a third juvenile suspect was also charged. All three juveniles face multiple counts of aggravated assault and criminal damage to property first degree, as well as cruelty to children first degree. Terry says the investigation is ongoing, but at this time it appears the three juveniles in custody are the only individuals involved in the drive-by shooting. He says evidence suggests that the shooting resulted from an ongoing dispute between juveniles that had been festering for weeks and culminated in the event. Georgia Governor Brian Kemp is now accepting nominations for consideration as the first district attorney of the West Georgia Judicial Circuit, which was created pursuant to Senate Bill 424 and signed on May 6th of this year. The new West Georgia Judicial Circuit will cover Carroll and Heard counties. Those counties are currently part of the Coweta Circuit, a five-county circuit covering Carroll, Coweta, Heard, Meriwether, and Troop counties. Four of the Coweta Circuit judges who live in Carroll and Heard counties, Dennis Blackman, Dustin Hightower, John Simpson, and Erica Teisinger, would become part of the West Georgia Circuit. Monday is the application closing date for the first district attorney of the West Georgia District. The city of Villarica celebrating its gold mining history this weekend. The annual Gold Rush Festival going on today and Saturday. Tonight features a concert with local favorite the Velcro Pygmies from 7 till 10 at the Mill Amphitheater. Saturday kicks off at 9 a.m. with arts and crafts vendors, food and entertainment at the Mill. And if you're looking for dessert with your entertainment, the 8th Annual Harrelson County Fried Pie Festival is Saturday in downtown Buchanan. That event is from 9 o'clock until 4. Features a variety of entertainment, including local musicians and performing acts, activities, and carnival-style rides for the family, car and bike show, and much more. I'm Colin Worthington.